A top state leader announced he's running for governor. Proposed legislation to change the way the State Board of Education is selected. And details on the new weather pattern impacting the country. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, January 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. State Attorney General Gentner Drummond kicked off the race for governor today. Sarah Lisi reports on Drummond's top issues in the 2026 election.
I'm here to announce that I'm running for governor of the great state of Oklahoma.
A seventh-generation Oklahoman, Gentner Drummond says he's going to crack down on crime, like opioid distribution and illegal marijuana operations. The Republican recently vowed to implement Trump's immigration plans, which includes carrying out the largest deportation in U.S. history. Another focal point will be strengthening tribal relationships.
I don't stand up to the political elite. I don't answer to party bosses. I stand up for the people of Oklahoma.
Drummond is the first major candidate to throw his hat in the ring for the position. It remains to be seen who else will join him in what promises to be a crowded GOP primary to replace outgoing Governor Kevin Stitt. In Pawhuska, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The U.S. Department of Justice has released a report on its investigation into the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. The report found Tulsa police deputized hundreds of white residents for the massacre and detained black residents in makeshift camps. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark says the investigation found evidence white law enforcement officers committed murders and arsons.
The Tulsa race massacre stands out as a civil rights crime, unique in its magnitude, barbarity, racist hostility, and its utter annihilation of a thriving black community.
By the end of the massacre, the mob had killed up to 300 people and leveled 1,000 homes. The report concludes all the identified perpetrators are dead, so no charges are to be filed. The DOJ says the study of the incident should continue to ensure its horrors are fully understood. A state representative has filed a bill to check the power of the state school superintendent. Sam Moore with News Gurus has details.
Currently, the six members of the State Board of Education are all appointed by the governor and can be removed at the governor's discretion. Democrat Jacob Rosecrans of Norman says because of that, all the current board members support the controversial initiatives of State Superintendent Ryan Walters, such as teaching the Bible in public schools.
I just want to make sure that Oklahomans have more of a say on that board and that it's a true check on the power of a superintendent and a governor rather than a rubber stamp.
The bill would make two members each appointed by the governor, House Speaker, and Senate President pro tem, and they could only be removed for specific improper actions. Rosecrans hopes his bill will get bipartisan support because last year some Republicans also proposed changing board appointments. I'm Sam Moore at News Gurus. For KGOU.
The natural weather phenomenon of La Nina has officially begun. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports federal scientists confirmed its arrival Thursday after months of anticipation.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the La Nina signal emerged in December. The administration says unusually high ocean temperatures may have been part of its delayed arrival. La Niña is the inverse of El Niño and creates warmer and drier conditions in the southern plains. That means Oklahoma has a higher chance of drought during the phase. But scientists expect this La Niña to be weak and have less influence over weather patterns. There's a 40% chance it will stick around through May. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.